the shadowed thinking of the looking eye always onto the hard shoulder of things. It can never rest in light because the heart gives it to feel that the next look might glimpse the white window at the top of the stairs that leads up out of this underworld of echo and shadow and resemblance. If anything, the skin should have been destined to see as it faces everywhere at once. Instead, it dwells blind inside one word, touch. Even blue sunlight by shimmering seas finds it still stuck within its lonely braille, always in the dark, no matter what the light, or what sapphire thought might bead it with tears. Perhaps this is why the kiss sweetens the mouth. The lips land ever so lightly on the inside taste of another being. You can taste the wet cling of their taste, moisten it into your own liquidity, and your tongue can penetrate and search out that pink cave edged with teeth that cut from the silence the chords of consonant to weave through the voweled out spaces, nets to catch the whispers of the heart.